I would like to pay my respects to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders as the traditional land owners, including each country for their own faith and traditional land ownership of people. Have you ever heard this statement before? You put in as much as you want to get out. My talk today is a bucket story, just like a giver and a taker. Have you also heard of this phrase before? Is your glass half empty or half full? What about filling a bucket that keeps running dry? This is my talk today, the humble bucket. Even though my title is about drawing a straight line, I hope it will all make sense for you in the end. A question I would like you to think about. Do we as people give enough importance to the simple things in life to keep us going? I sometimes wonder what the answer would reveal. I was watching a video recently in the holiday break when my attention turned to an important part in the movie. It was an old science debate. Does the chicken come first or the egg? The room of students was split, giving favour to both the chicken and the egg. Both sides gave very good reasons for their choices, but only one gave the right answer with the debate. It was obvious the chicken by the Bible standard, because the beginning God created the Word to become flesh. Its detail was obvious when God created life to both animal and human from life form first. He then instructs them to go into the earth and multiply. So putting it another way, established life came first. As you can see, it was an evolution versus Christianity segment. When God spoke, he created completed form, hence chicken, and then came the embryo, which is the egg second. The heart must be first before life can be considered is now recognized by others. This is the new modern age debate with evolution and Christianity. Thankfully, this talk is not on this concept. Whew. Back to my talk, as I repeat this phrase, you must put a little in to get a little out is a true statement. What becomes the important issue is how you reflect life or death with it. If I put it this way, will you draw a positive or a negative attitude over the objective? If you choose positive, you are creating life from it, and it will develop further from you for greater things. If you choose negative, you are creating death because nothing more is desired by you except a continuous shutting down using it. Over the Christmas holidays, I asked a very important question. What stopped me from having a holiday? I am now asking you this very same question. Draw onto a piece of paper what you are thinking about to reveal this truth. Some ideas can be about time, money, places, traveling, people, transport, or lack of adventure. It may even be a medical condition. My second question to ask you, are these things positive or negative with you? Now comes my challenge. How can you do it differently that will enable you to enjoy all such things the next time? Accepting a truth is the first stage to building expansions on your limitations safely. Not a headstrong argumentative belief that nothing is going to stop you. Another mindset many can recognize is I'll do it and do it my way and how I want to. I will do it, but maybe I could ask others how they did it. Can you begin to hear the difference? One example was positive and the other was negative. They outline a right and wrong way to do something. There was a stage production made many years ago, and this is where I draw my idea from for this talk. It was a skit involving a bucket with two people. The bucket had the problem. The two people created a comedy by creating life using negative and positive communication. It developed a song, an audience, and a performance. It was an incredible life experience. The audience laughed its way out of the closing doors at the end of the night. I'm sure most people have heard this production. There's a hole in my bucket, dear laser, a hole. The comedy was never insulting people to make it fun for the audience to laugh at. They used belief and attitude. One could fix it with the positive belief, and the other disputed with a negative attitude. This was a skill from the author for the performing artist to create life with it. It is also a true statement for us to see how we apply ourselves to any given task we set in our minds to do. My holidays was all about technology, a combination of new devices and my lack of interest towards them. It looked easy. I've been told it's easy. Many showed me how easy it was, but I still lived with the failure belief of it's not easy. The result became evident: everything is too complicated for me. For those who do not know me personally, I'm an outdoors kind of person. Today, I have become indoors person by a desk. So hence the need to learn how to operate technology to do my tasks fast and well. My attitude was at struggle point because my negativity was being wrestled by equipment. I need to learn how to operate it. My answer was people who knew what they were doing can fix it. Would I have learned anything about the area in me I need to invest for change if I did? The truth would be no. So I asked for help when I got stuck and my mind needing assistance to change from being negative to more positive influence. This helped me create options of how best to work things out safely and profitably so others will benefit from me later. This is a set pattern for everyone. It's not always about us forever and ever. We need to begin with us personally and then develop us into professionally for others later. This is creating life to exist. It gives back to those who need help to have other options with their own lifespan. I would like to end today with this idea. If you have a pen and paper, begin to draw a single line. While doing so, answer this question. How quickly will you become to a pit stop and mark it with an X when I ask you to remember something difficult through your stages of development, starting from infancy to your present day age? Was it a fixed continuous line? Or were there frequent crosses marked in your line each time you recalled something? Maybe you danced around stuff you were not ready to deal with at the time and went on to another path to travel, known as a detour, only to discover it reoccurs somewhere else in your life to face it again. No matter what it is, you do have the ability to change your thinking over it first. I know my timeline wasn't going for very long before I stopped with a problem. When I wrote it down, I then continued to my next problem. At the end, which should be no longer than a 30 centimeter ruler in length, I saw something amazing happen, and I have never seen it before. I created my own lifespan. Do not worry, it doesn't end there, because I, like you, am still going. It was to show you something amazing. It is in fact showing you a pattern about yourself. A positive or a negative description is one thing. Most importantly, and what I'm wanting you to see, it was not what the problem was. It was a truth in how you developed wisdom with your problem and how you created life from it to keep going. Because your thinking is now hopefully revealing this for you as I speak. As for the bucket, I got it to hold the string so I could share my talk using a storyline that was attached to my pen and making sure I would not run out. Smart thinking, right, when you're using technology? I'll leave that up to you. The point I'm making is it's up to you what you get out of it by what you put into it. Beliefs can change, and so can attitudes. We are not meant to be a continuous straight line with no breaks. I hope you have had a wonderful holiday and something can be mastered from this talk. Think wise, think smart, and add life to your experiences. I would like to pay my respects to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders as the traditional land owners in Australia, including each country for their own faith and traditional land ownership of people. My question for today is titled, What is Creativity with Belief? My answer I want to use is it's a truth in colour for us to believe in another alternative for real life, no matter what genre you use to view. Good morning. My name is Donna, and I am the owner for DMS. I would like to share with you something that has inspired me for years. They are two movies, both dramas, and worlds apart for each other. They are called The Color Purple and The White Squall. The reason why I like them is it gives you focus when you are clouded with your judgment. Life is drama, no matter what way you look at it. For those who are Christians, it gives meaning to their faith, what some people go through to be free from strife. For those who are not, it is the aim you'll gain something from it for yourself. I will admit, I have watched both titles for more than 14 times each. When you hear the titles read, your reaction gives a good indication to how you will relate to them. Positive, negative, or undecided. This is the aim with my talk today. For you to evaluate your source of empowerment and for you to gain insight with your own encouragements. The first movie, The Color Purple, is set in a historical era with race, culture and slavery conditions still a divination between people, and conflict outbursts gave a negative impression by their recorded living experiences. Firstly, the write-up for The Color Purple explains the dramatic lifestyle of a woman in this story named Celie, an uneducated person living in rural America, forced to live to marry a brutal man she calls Mister. It goes on to say she turns inwards her grief with God and becomes transformed by two women, as the write-up reads. The second movie, called The White Squall, was a school of marine education, taking a class distinction with social equality in mind, to raise young boys to be men by the journey of the sea. In a time when things were not certain, war was building, and again culture, race, tradition, and history were being challenged. The White Squall is an open seas adventure, taking young boys sailing and pursuing a rigorous course of studies. What they learn about themselves and each other from the sea is what turns them from boys to men, and what also tests them to the extremes. Again, this is written on the cover for you to read. After saying that, I would like you to be encouraged to watch both. These are my visual aids to help me share with you what many people cannot see in either case. Both movies are stories. Yes, they are graphic, but they are both reflections of faith, hope, endurance, victory, from being bound and now set free to be yourself independently. What would have been their prison, slaved with cruelty and harsh judgment by people, nature took them another way. The remarkable truth of what they survived allowed them to tell their stories of how they became empowered and inspired with hope. I hope you will never give up on what you are pursuing in life. All I ask is you do it honestly for yourself. The phrase in the first movie, Colour Purple, is gripping because she stood up and made herself be counted as a person despite how she was shamed. I love the words she spoke out with the authority from within her. She finally left his house. What made the movie was centered around the story of Christ, just in her way. For the second movie, The White Squall, it was the scene where the men were exchanging words in a hostile environment, and danger looming for them all. The compass became the focus point that made the movie powerful. A true seaman doesn't need it when you have the stars to guide you with. A real stand of authority. In both cases, they are great examples of what I am wanting to say today. When you are joined with others, you can achieve the impossible. Not with magic, potions, or spells, but with transformation that goes deep into your soul to draw out your real life. Cruelty hides away your beauty. I want to switch the light on in your thoughts from off to on by showing you another way with what you have been watching. Seeing is one thing, hearing is another. So I am bringing insight and challenging your beliefs regarding empowerment. When you see the graphics, you are emotional and vulnerable. When you are listening to the impressions, you are encouraged and still strong. Why I say this is to make you want to act out what is with you inside. This is where I am unveiling truth as a truth, not a belief. A belief is a false concept from the truth because our sender and receiver transmitters are confused using emotions. Empowerment wakes you up internally because you have noticed a negative needing to be changed. This can be a thought, action, memory, response, or behavior, like a quest to conquer. You are now wanting to pursue it. I personally love creating such ideas to support people because it is never done to shame anyone. It is done to show you where you are, so you can decide for yourself what you want to do with your insight. Sometimes it takes the gruesome events for us to act. When you make up your mind, you can almost guarantee resistance is going to meet you with a direct conflict. Use it wisely, and it will make you stronger. The reason why I say this is because it has already begun empowering you to act, either by your advancements or retreatments method. When you can add willpower, you are working out how to act on your courage. I would like to share this story about myself with you. We all love personal stories, don't we? I hope this one will encourage you. I had a choice some years back to quit my education I was giving myself, or I could go against adversity from all sorts of directions, meaning from people using situations, circumstances, rumours, gossip, pressure, who thought it was their right to take from me my entitlements to learn and be counted as qualified. Like any sporting marathon, I knew it was not going to be over quick. So I had to gain insight in how to have endurance. So like a marathon, I had to pace myself for the distance using endurance and stamina. By the way, I did no wrong, and certainly it came across. I was not suitable because I was not popular enough. These were the emotion reflectors in me I had to control, because they were a personal weakness and a physical handicap to make me want to quit. Thankfully, in my wisdom, I used strategic thinking by listening. And I owe a big thank you to those to whom it mattered, because they were an inspiration to me each time. It was only me who had to act on my choice. I chose not to throw the towel in and quit. I slowed down and absorbed more. I made adventures, giving me an advantage for myself to listen to others. I cannot thank those people enough, because they became my blueprint to give me also clarity with my focus in supporting others. At the same time, I had to learn what value insight was by listening in the dark. I really found out what you are listening to is your own answers for personal development, because you are hearing your problems being answered. I know for me, I have the most fascinating life because I include everyone. That is what my answer was in the early stages with my education. I am never short of inspirations to empower someone by being creative. This was another key I found out. What I'm listening to is human intelligence. People are given this for a reason. When you are stuck, intelligence gets you going again. As for those two movies I have used today, they were inspirational for me to empower you with encouragement by reflecting towards something personal for you to use. Things can change if you let it. If not today, then in the future. This is our humanistic desire. That is to see action take place and make changes for the better. We recognize the negative impact because our emotional responses, no matter what it is, has now made ourselves vulnerable from our thoughts. Little do we recognise the historical changes that have occurred and will need to keep on changing. Freedom is always a trophy event after we have battled the dangers, nightmares, violence, and becoming inoperable. When we press internally to go on and see another day, it builds a resistance and a desire to be free. When you know where you are going, it sets the course in motion, and your internal compass will no longer get used in assisting you, because the people around you navigate your sail to keep moving you so that you will dock in freedom. Whatever you choose in your life is your choice. Why you want to change is only the beginning. When you want to make a start is how well prepared you are for change to exist. Another point most would have missed is you are only equipped with what you have, and that is likely to be nothing but yourself. This is a good indication you know where you are, because objects will only distract you from the truth and what you are searching for. Freedom is yours when nothing can take it away from you anymore. Therefore, we are tested internally with our desires. It gives us insight where we were not quite wise. I will end today's talk with the truth out of my past. To achieve your greatest, you have to master your anguish. You will never know what it is until after it has left you alone. It took me years to be where I am today, and I have only come halfway through my journey. My voyage has not ended, and my cause is only beginning. For those who want to know, I am standing in my nakedness, building my clothing to wear. By this, it is known as creative artist to empower others. Everything has been stripped away so I can see my vision clearly. What really is important for me to see is how I empower you with creativity from my legacy. For a Christian point of view, I am preparing a harvest. Firstly, you must strip the ground bare so you can rebuild it up for the right plantations to grow, nourish, and then store and to feed others from of his produce, and then to sell it in the markets. Every cause worth standing for has its adversities for a reason. They empower you by your truth.